people and places. With your host, Brad Banjor, Pete Shapiro, Matt DeAndrea, and Aaron Hagar. New media for a new type of motorsport enthusiast. Presented by Mothers, Polishes, Waxes, Cleaning, Replay XD Cameras, Kicker Audio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Bondspeed Wheels, the finest aluminum hand-built forged billet wheels available. Each set is custom machined right here in Southern California. Built street tough, Bondspeed Wheels. Find them on the web at www.bondspeedwheels.com. That's wheels with an S. And on social media, like Instagram, at Bondspeed Wheels. Matt and Aaron are with me at the Ferrari Challenge. This is Shifted Steer, and this is our second introduction to Ferrari Challenge Days up here in Sonoma, California. Guys, have you been having fun yet?
I gotta tell you, man, I can't remember the last time I had this much fun. It's just jewel after jewel after jewel. Cool people, amazing community. This place is awesome this weekend.
I tell you what, if you didn't get a chance to listen to our episode from last week, day one at Ferrari Challenge, go back. There's some cool interviews there, and we're going to continue that with this episode with some more interviews.
And also, if you didn't, shame on you.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, tell your friends and subscribe to the show. Now, we didn't get a chance to record this, but we were treated to an incredible conversation with the president and CEO of Ferrari North America. What an intriguing and amazing guy. And then you realize what an incredible company Ferrari is. I know they build an amazing car. That's a given. You can open up any magazine, and in the last 60 years, out here in the U.S. especially, I think they just had a 60-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And you could find out how great that car is. But what you realize is Ferrari is one of the most amazing hospitality companies. They put on an event better than anybody else that I've seen, which is pretty impressive. And the group of people that are out here are having so much fun with their cars. And the people that they're hanging out with and their people that they're meeting out here is it's a very, very cool event. I'm definitely blown away. It's way more than I thought it was going to be. So I'm excited about some of the interviews we have lined up for today.
Along that lines, Matt, you know, one of the things when we spoke with him earlier was the fact that not only from the president, but from everyone down, there's that sparkle in their eye. They're genuinely excited. It's not just going through the motions. And I think that really kind of trickles down to the customers, because those customers come through. This is something special for them. But they are really excited. And he gave us some incredible insight into not only what's going on with Ferrari USA today, but where they're headed, and that aspirational, keeping that going for the next generation of Ferrari owners.
Yeah, how to keep that next generation interested, and their look at technology, their look at just the brand and the image and the hospitality of it. Like we mentioned before, it's a hell of a company. It's definitely more. I've learned more this past weekend about Ferrari and Ferrari culture than I've known my entire life. And this event alone, by the way, you know why he's the president and CEO of Ferrari North America. In 5 minutes with that guy, you're like, damn it, I need a Ferrari. He's just so passionate about it. Like, I need to buy a Ferrari. This guy could sell. He was more than
willing to take us over and introduce us to the financing people, too. Yes. I noticed that.
Yeah, it's like, welcome to the vice president of FFS, of Ferrari Financial Services.
But there truly is. There's an enthusiasm level here, you know, from the Ferrari people down to the customer. And you really do realize that it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And that there really is an event here, but it's people that have carved time out of their busy schedules to come out and race, and then the other people have come out to experience that race, because, come on, at the end of the day, Ferrari's heritage is racing. It wasn't a car company that went racing. It's a racing group that started building cars.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And it's amazing, too, because, you know, we've met people here that have collections. We've met people here that have, you know, family collections going generations. And then we've met people here that just got their first Ferrari, and they're already taking it out on the racetrack. So they truly understand, you know, what it is to own a Ferrari. This is a real core group of enthusiasts and really, really cool people.
Well, we've been talking to some of the owners that are out here just driving their cars on the track for the first time, their street cars, and some of the race car drivers that have been doing this for 10 years, Ferrari Challenge for 10 years. So what do you say we get started with our first interview?
Pits of the Ferrari Challenge here in Sonoma, and we're standing here with Matt Keegan. Now, this guy caught our attention because we saw his 458 Speciale, but then we saw right behind it an FF, and he says they're both his. What I want to know is, how the heck did you drive them both out here at the same time?
I got two legs, two arms.
Good.
Yeah.
Driving like a chariot style?
Doors what? Open, you straddle, and you go. You've seen Dumb and Dumber, right?
Yeah.
He was after me.
That's nice. So, hey, you've been a Ferrari owner for a while, you told us. You've been, you have three Ferraris right now?
I do, yes. 458 Spider, FF, and Speciale.
Which is your favorite? It's like asking you which is your favorite kid, but which is your favorite?
If I could only have one, it would be the FF. It's just a great all-around car, and I just got off a track session in it, and it goes good. It goes very good. V12, it's a great vehicle.
Passing guys in the wagon.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
What got you started in the world of Ferraris? I mean, what got you just kind of, was it one of those from a little kid, or did it just all of a sudden happen?
I'm a male in the U.S., right? So, you know, the posters as a kid, and, you know, it's been a lifelong dream. And so now I can do it. It's pretty cool.
You not only did it, you did it times three, which is, you know, our hats are off to you on that one.
Well, thanks. I'm having a lot of fun with them.
So you've got three Ferraris. You're out here. What's the next part of the dream?
Challenge, Ferrari Challenge. I want to race, hoping to do it next year. So I'm doing a lot of practicing now, getting as much seat time as I can, just getting involved, coming out to events like this, doing the Ferrari racing programs, build my skills, get seat time. That's what it's all about. And then hopefully I'll be competitive next year in Ferrari Challenge.
A big part of the Ferrari Challenge, as we understand, is that it's your relationship with your dealer. It's the support from the Ferrari North America, but also your dealers. And tell us about your relationship and how that does help you get towards, your next part of the dream.
Well, Ferrari of San Francisco is my dealer, and they've just been fantastic. You know, I've bought many cars from them, and the after-service care is great, and also just the guidance in getting me to Challenge has been great. So, they encourage, they're very encouraging, and, have laid out a clear roadmap on how to get there, and you just follow it.
What an exciting journey this must be, man, just to be from the street to the track in your street car and then a full-blown race car for next season.
I'm totally stoked. I'm driving one tomorrow. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah? Is this your first time tomorrow in one?
I've been in one, but I haven't driven one yet, so I'm super stoked to drive it. You know, I just got off this track session. I'm laughing while I'm out there because I'm in a station wagon passing people. Like, this is rad.
That's what it's all about.
So you told us that you took the FF out on the track, and this track is pretty technical.
Sure.
How does it compare to other tracks you might have driven?
Well, this is the first time I've had the FF on the track. Now, you know, comparing car to car, same car, different tracks. This is a technical track. There's a lot of blind corners, and fortunately for me, I don't live too far from here. So at this point, I now have the most time at this track. Laguna is a close second. What a wonderful track that is. I'm a local to Sonoma County, so being able to come here is really cool.
Well, would you say that your experience with your Ferraris and now the Challenge, your next step in your Ferrari journey, is it about camaraderie and about the lifestyle and everything that you experience as part of this group?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, for me, I drive my cars. They're not trophies, you know. They're designed to be driven. And I just think it's a shame when they're not. So, you know, I feel like they need to be driven and driven at every level, you know, and these track events and Challenge and coming out for this, you get to experience that. And it's neat that Ferrari as a brand pulls everybody together to do this and provide a vehicle, you know, or in a place and, you know, in a program to be able to do that is cool.
And this is such a common theme we've been hearing is the camaraderie, you know, the teammanship. You're aggressive on the track, and then you come back and you have a bottle of wine and dinner together. And it really is about the lifestyle. It isn't about trophies. And that's
sure.
The thing about Ferrari is it's a great lifestyle, and it's the lifestyle of drivers.
For sure. I would totally agree. And, you know, people have their own perception about Ferrari owners, and, you know, but we're all just regular people, you know, and we just have a passion for cars.
And the one thing I did notice is that you're a little bit of a non-traditionalist because you have white Ferraris.
That's right.
And tell us about that. Is that just a favorite, how they look, or what?
I'm just into white cars. All my cars are white. My 458 Spider is black. It's the black sheep. but every other car is white. I just like white cars. You know, I don't know. I've had white cars consistently for probably 20 years.
They do look good in white, too. I got to say, they look beautiful in white. And this with the blue interior and the trimming.
Well, Matt had been admiring this all weekend. Yeah. He walked by, he saw the blue interior, the stripes, and he said, you see the Speciale over there? It just looks so great. And so then we found out it was yours. And by the way, when you get into your Ferrari Challenge, you know, experience, we do have your first pit crew member because Aaron volunteered to be your personal pit crew guy. Okay.
Sweet. No, just kidding.
Whoa now. Hey,
true.
Well, Matt, thanks for letting us experience a little bit about what you're out here doing.
Cool.
And your journey on the way to the Ferrari Challenge next season.
Cool. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And let's follow up, too. When we come back next year, let's talk to you and see
how we'll find you on the podium next year.
That's right.
That'd be rad. That'd be totally cool.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate
it. All right, man. Nice to meet
Thanks.
You.
All right. We're going to bring you more right here at Sonoma Raceway. Shift and steer. Day three out here at the Ferrari Challenge at Sonoma Raceway. And the people at Ferrari have been so great to us to let us get out here and California T, drive that car through the hills. We went for a ride in a Challenge car. But right now, with our friend Emmanuel Turin from Ferrari of San Francisco, right there in Mill Valley. But this is a huge event for you, probably because being your hometown, your home track, you have a lot of customers, don't you?
Yes, we do. And you know what we like to do is to when he stops, we can talk.
That's one of Emmanuel's customers showing off over there, and just showing the new exhaust that they put on it for our San Francisco.
Well, that's the other thing too, is there's so many great sounds here. It's been hard to work.
You know what? It's all about sound. Most of it. It's all about experience. Owning a Ferrari, now they know about this event. So every year we start to notify them about the event in early January. People call me, I call them back, I tell them about the event. We do preparation, we do driver's meeting, tech inspection, we inspect their car so they can go on the track. We make sure that, you know, everybody has a good experience.
With the Ferrari Challenge, I see the semi over there, Ferrari San Francisco. How many drivers do you have that are actually entered and competing in the Ferrari Challenge this year?
So, Ferrari of San Francisco, we have a total of five drivers. Two of them do the entire season. The other ones, they pick races. So, right now, we have number 18, Jim Wieland, who finished second of his class yesterday. We have number 66, Ross Garber, who finished third of his class yesterday. We hope to be even better today.
That is really an experience. And from what we've seen, it really seems to be kind of a bonding experience because it's more than a customer just walking in, buying a car, and you might not ever see them unless they come in for service. This, you kind of build a camaraderie or build a real affiliation with that customer through the Ferrari Challenge, it seems.
Well, you got that right, Brad. It's all about the experience. It's all about, you know, the lifestyle. Ferrari, it's not only a car. It's, you know, when you buy a Ferrari, you buy the lifestyle, the experience, the camaraderie, the history. So for this particular event, a lot of our clients come. And sometimes they don't know each other, and they meet here, and they, you know, they become friends, and they have one thing in common, Ferrari.
I've seen other dealerships as far away as Fort Lauderdale and Quebec Ferrari San Francisco. That semi, I imagine, goes to all the other events. That's a big coordination for the dealership.
Yes, you know, every race is supported by a dealership. So they do the same job as we do here. They invite their clients to the track. And because, you know, they're all the same. You know, every Ferrari owner is the same. Every Ferrari owner likes that. Whether or not he wants to drive on the track, whether or not he's as a sports car or a California or a GT car, they like to go to this event. They like to experience, you know, the race, the Ferrari DNA, the lifestyle. Everywhere in the world, I would say that, because we have challenge in Asia, we have challenge in Europe. So everywhere in the world, they're like that.
And we met so many people here, too, since we've been here, that are new to this and just so excited that they want to be in the challenge next year and the next year after that. Do you have any idea of how many of your newbies are training to be in the challenge in the future?
Well, we have, right now, we have probably two newbies, like you said, who I think in the next couple of years we'll join the Ferrari Challenge.
Oh, that's so awesome.
If they're Ferrari newbies, are they Furbies?
Depends on the haircut.
Yeah. No, you know, you can see that it really is a bonding experience. I see the friendships out here. I see the people walking up. But more importantly, I see your customers. It's more than somebody they just purchased a vehicle from, because they come up, you know them. It's the hugs. It's, hey, it's great to see you. And this, from a dealer's perspective, is this one of the best things to build your customer base?
Exactly. You know, and once again, Brad, you got that right. We know all of our customers, and we know their name. We know how they look like. We know their face, so we recognize them. They recognize us. So we build that relationship over the years, and that's why we organize so many events.
I would call this a celebration of customers.
Absolutely.
This one, you know, every dealership organizes a lot of events during the year. You know, we have rallies, we have test drives events, we have receptions, we have Ferrari Challenge. So we have a lot of events. Right now, you see the peak of the iceberg today. It's a pretty big peak, but we have other events.
So in closing, I guess you might sum the Ferrari Challenge up as, this is one big party, a celebration, as Aaron said. You've got your customers who brought their street cars out to show them off. That's kind of the entertainment out there on the track, and it really is a party and a gathering for your customers.
It is, and you know, and not only for the customers, because we try to also invite some, you know, some non-Ferrari owners who like cars, who like Ferraris, and some of them might buy a car because they want to be part of it.
Well, I have to say guilty, because this is my first time here, and I have so many friends here that I haven't seen in years, and as everybody said, the camaraderie is awesome, but I wish I could have, well, one or two of each of these cars, because I got to tell you, being a Ferrari lover and dad being a collector, I do wish that I was in a position to own one, because I would drive the heck out of it. I got to tell you, these cars are just amazing. The sound, the smell, the emotional experience in driving them. I remember that going all the way back to my childhood. And for us being a Ferrari family, I got to tell you, thank you for the invitation to be here.
Well, you know, you're very welcome. We're very happy that you guys could come. And, you know, maybe you come back next year.
Yeah.
You know, I hope so.
Emmanuel, this is not the last event that Shift and Stir will be at for Ferrari. I mean, we're sold. We've had great time. And I see over there you've got a lot of customers you got to take care of. Keep those smiles on their faces. But thanks for taking your time out here at the Ferrari Challenge at Sonoma Raceway.
Yeah, you're very welcome, guys.
Ferrari Challenge in Sonoma Raceway, and it's been one of the best weekends ever, because it's not just the atmosphere of the racetrack, but there's all kinds of people brought their cars out, and we're here with one of the race winners, Emmanuel Anassis. How are you today?
Great. Glad to be here.
So what we want to know is, this is our first Ferrari Challenge. So give us a lowdown how you got into it and what the experience is like.
Oh, my goodness. I got into it in 2003. Never sat in a car, race car before in my life, and I bought a Ferrari and just started racing, you know. In fact, it was my first venue was here in Sonoma in 2003. It was just an amazing weekend. I've been doing it ever since. I'm a three-time North American champion in the series. We've had enormous success. I mean, you know, hey, I get to drive a Ferrari on weekends. It's pretty good, you know. Life is can be pretty tough, but when you're out here driving race cars, everything goes away. You're just enjoying the visceral feeling of the Ferrari. It's just an amazing, amazing event, and when you're driving the car, it's phenomenal.
Now, had you raced anything prior?
No.
Nothing.
No,
over the last 10, 12 years you've been racing, only Ferrari?
No, I actually started to dabble a little bit in Grand Am. I did the Rolex 24, but nothing really, you know, satisfies me like the Ferrari does. I mean, the car, the competition, it's so fierce, so competitive, and I love the fact that it's a spec series, and the cars are very, very equal. So, you know, it's extremely well managed. The brand is amazing. You know, you get to come out here and flog these $300,000 cars around, you know, within an inch of their lives. You know, you're trading paint with other drivers. And then at the end of the day, you have a beer and you laugh about it and you do it again the next day.
So when you started off, you said 2003. This is, what, 12 years ago now.
Yeah.
Which model Ferrari did you start in?
I started in the 360,
okay.
Which was an amazing vehicle. It was just a phenomenal car. The lines were spectacular, incredible performance. And what I liked about it is the car was absolutely treacherous to drive. On the edge, it was razor sharp, and you know, you had to have your wits about you. I mean, they didn't call it 360 for any reason, right? So the car was a great car. Then we moved into the 458, which was a little bit more technologically advanced. And then we went to the 458, and the 458.
Oh, so you went for the 430, and then to the 458.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm just curious, because from the technical aspect, had you been driving paddle shifter cars since the beginning, or did you start with a manual transmission in the 360?
The 360 was actually a paddle shifter. It was my first paddle shifter, so which made it easy. So, yeah, they're all paddle shifters, they've improved exponentially over the last 12 years.
Now, let me ask you, Emmanuel, about the experience, because now you're with, you come with Ferrari of Quebec?
Correct.
All right. So it's that dealer support. I would imagine that from what we've seen out here this weekend is that kind of build more than just the dealership that you buy a car from. Do you become friends and comrades with these people?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the dealerships are great. They love this sort of thing. It's a way for them to promote their brand. And, you know, we go to the dealers, the dealerships. We have coffee with them. We see the new cars. We have events with them. They really, you know, they really treat us as one of their own. And they're extremely well supportive of what we do out here.
Are there any other guys racing out of your same dealership? Do you have teammates, or you just you guys? And
it's kind of us right now, you know. And I have a very good friend of mine, Patrice Brisebois, who's ex-Montreal Canadian hockey player, who'll be racing with us for the next three races. And he's just a phenomenal athlete. So no, but overall, I mean, it's just us,
yep.
Just myself.
Well, you won today, which is great. I saw you guys out there. By the way, you won. You were killing it out there. You won by, this wasn't a close race. Second and third was a close race. You were just killing it out there. So you're looking forward. Are you going to be able to make all eight races this season? And you're going for another champion, right?
I'm
going
to go for the
number
another
four.
Number four. To the best of my knowledge, nobody's won three. I just want to seal everybody's fate. Just don't want to just make it so that they just give up right there and there.
Well, you're going right towards my next question, because we're at a Ferrari event. We're at the Ferrari Challenge. We have a lot of A-type personalities, a lot of guys who want to win.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it like when you come out here and all of these guys, they all have an equal eye of the tiger? What puts you and separates you? Is it your team, your driving ability, combination of everything? What?
It's really a combination. I mean, yeah, everybody's an A-type, and when you get on the track, there is no quarter given. I mean, it is, you know, it's a bar fight. And it's a bar fight every single time you get into the car. And, you know, sometimes we do better than other times. I mean, well, you know, it just happened. We were lucky this weekend. But, you know, the camaraderie is there. These guys, like I said, we'll swap paint. We'll wreck each other's cars. You know, we'll get out swearing and screaming at each other. And then we'll get on the podium and we'll hug and kiss. And, you know, it's just one of those things.
Is this living the dream for a Ferrari enthusiast?
You know, I think so. I mean, I'm pretty privileged and to be able to do this. I thank God every time that I get in the car that, you know, I've worked hard enough to be able to achieve something like this. And so it is a privilege. And you know, you're living the dream. But you know what? The guy that buys a Ferrari, you know, who's sort of made it in his life and it's something he's always wanted to do, that's a huge achievement for them. And look at these cars. They're absolutely gorgeous. I mean, who wouldn't want to be seen in them, you know? And, you know, but I think at the end of the day, you know, when I can come out here and drive a car on a track, you know, it's a good day.
You know, it's a heck of a treat to be able to have Ferrari be able to put on events like this for
yes.
guys like you
yes.
that are out here, because it gives you so much more to enjoy about the whole Ferrari lifestyle,
right.
the Ferrari experience. I mean, I know we've been driving some of these cars over the past weekend, and I've driven them in the past, and they're amazing cars to drive, but just all of this is so much more. Being able to go out there, you have
sure.
a race team backing
sure.
you, and, you know, of course, you probably go home during the week and actually have to work, work
yeah.
on a job.
Oh, yeah. I work actually during the weekends, too, you know,
yeah.
so.
In between
yeah,
pit stops,
absolutely.
You're like, oh, tech staff, finish that up. But do you have friends and family out here this weekend with
I
you?
I do. My mom and dad are here. My daughter's here, you know, they love it. I mean, my daughters grew up at the track. They grew up in the cars and riding scooters around the paddock. I mean, meeting other kids that, you know, from other competitors. You know, it's a wonderful event.
Yeah. Let me ask one last thing, which is It's more in lines with the lifestyle of this event and everything. When you come out, you race, you've got your race face on. When you go home, is it just cool to be able to tell people that you're a Ferrari race car driver?
You know what? I'm pretty low-key, but very often my reputation kind of precedes me. You know, you'll go to a gathering and somebody will say, oh, do you know he drives Ferraris? And then the questions start, you know. So, but, you know, I do this personally, you know, it's for my own personal satisfaction, and, you know, I don't really brag about it. I'm not that kind of person. And I think you'd find that most of the guys driving these cars are pretty low-key guys, you know, humble guys. They know what it's like to make a dollar, and you know, they know they don't part with it easy, you know, and driving, you know, these cars can get a bit expensive. So but no, I mean, you know, people are very interested. They ask a lot of questions, a lot of technical questions. And in fact, a lot of friends of mine that own Ferraris, you know, they want me to teach them how to drive the car better
sure.
and, you know, show them how to, you know, the tricks of the trade, so to speak. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a wonderful thing to be able to be associated with a product like this.
Well, Emmanuel, thank you so much for taking time. Congratulations on your top of the podium finish today.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Continue to have fun out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, good luck for the season. Here's to number 4, championship. Good luck.
I'm going for it. Thanks, guys.
It's way to go.
Pleasure. Thank you.
This wraps up the second day of Ferrari Challenge. I know we're going to have to hit the road and go home. We all got to go separate ways. Brad and I are going back to L.A. Aaron's going to head over to someplace with snow.
People don't realize that, but we're not like a band. We don't travel together on a corporate jet or
yeah.
anything like that. We kind of got to roll down the road. But
that's because we have no advertisers.
Yes, yet, yet.
I think we could pull it off with a 2-seat motorcycle and a sidecar, guys.
I think you're right.
It was chilly yesterday, so we'll see how it goes. So today was really kind of fun because it turned into a car show and they had a lot of the vintage cars out there.
That's
so,
what
you know,
I enjoyed.
Like some of the cars, I mean, Aaron, you were walking around. What were some of the Ferraris that you saw that you liked?
Yeah, they had two Alphas like from the 20s.
Okay, not Ferraris, but go ahead.
Well, but Alfa and Ferrari, you know, I think they were working together. They were cousins, you know. But yeah, they had an early GTO, an original GTO out here. I mean, we've got, you know, 4 or 5 Daytonas. We've got, you know, Dinos. We've got GT4s. We've got, you know, I mean, just a bunch of 330s, 275s, 365s. I mean,
we saw Lusso, a couple of two Lussos, I think. Yeah.
Did you see
Lusso? Oh, yeah.
Did you walk
there, yeah.
entirely
Gorgeous.
Past the two Daytonas?
I
mean,
did.
You never
yeah.
even mentioned those, but.
There's one vintage car. I don't think it is. It looks kind of like a Testarossa. I don't know that era of cars, but there is one out there, and it is unbelievable. Original condition. This thing's got just the right patina on the seats. It had the little racing screens. I mean, this was the real deal. And someone said, yeah, a gentleman came out, a large guy. He popped the hood. He checked the temperature. And when I say put his arm on it, or he spit on the motor to see how quickly it would evaporate. I mean, this guy owned this car for a long time, but he drove it here, and he was a regular guy. Awesome.
It is nice. I mean, to see the mixture of the cars between, I mean, right across from the Enzo and the LaFerrari are the Daytonas and the Dinos and all of these cars, everything from a Mondial to a 308. It's everything that represents Ferrari. And one of the things that I noticed out here, and I think this is a little bit of a shift in the Ferrari ownership, and maybe it's because there's a lot more younger guys getting involved. Every car is not red. And you know, I know that's a little bit of a stereotype, but we
more
do
than
know.
Half.
Yeah, but we do know that in the past, if you went to a Ferrari show, it was 90%.
Yeah.
There's some very incredible color choices. We talked to Matt, who has three white Ferraris.
Yes.
And, you know, that's great because the different colors do show different body lines, much, you know, striking.
Yeah, they do. Aaron, you missed it, but I drove the 458. Brad was with me at the time. It was the 1/10 scale remote control version, but it got away from me a little bit. Like
it
I was does. Trying
they
to.
They do. I
yeah.
hear that about them.
It was. I got it jammed up on a little curb, and it was spinning its little wheels. But
we tried very hard to have him drive it on the asphalt, and I was going to hover over it with the iPhone and tell him this was our remote drone shot.
Yeah.
Didn't work. He wrecked it.
Guys, we got to drive. No, we didn't get much time, but around the track here, the outside of the track, we drove the new Ferrari California T, the turbo.
Incredible.
How'd you like that?
I loved it. I know, Brad, you got to go a little bit faster than I did because security, I believe, got involved after you drove it. But, you know, what a stellar car. You don't realize how easy some of these cars are to drive. I'm a vintage guy, so when you get into one of these vintage cars, it's a whole day or two of preparation and a year of conditioning physically. But, you know, you get into the new cars, you fire them up and you drive them. You go to the grocery store, you take your kids to school. I mean, most of these new cars are really daily drivers.
It's funny that you mentioned that because the consensus from everybody here that has a Ferrari or has multiple Ferraris, everyone is telling us that the new Ferrari FF is the best daily driver car like for them. And,
yes.
And we were in a couple of them, and it really is comfortable. Surprisingly, the back seats have more room than I thought. And it's a gorgeous car. And that panoramic, that glass roof that's in it, it makes it feel so much bigger than it is. I could see driving that. You know, I got to make some more money. But.
Well, Matt, like I told you, I've had the opportunity to drive that car at Monterey, and it is just such a pleasure to drive. It's fast, it handles, but it's you could see it still has the comfort level and the drivability. And back to what you were saying, Aaron, about the California T, that the turbos make such a difference because having driven, you know, Mike's California, it's noticeably different. I do like the styling of the new. Matt and I were looking at the styling, but regarding letting me drive faster, that was because Matt informed him about your driving, and you know they were a little worried about it.
I might have phoned it in ahead of time.
Yeah.
But, so
now, he used a different key when I drove it. Does that mean anything?
It had a V on it for valet, right?
I'll tell you what if you haven't done this already, jump onto our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram or Twitter, but at least jump onto our Facebook page at ShiftSteer Media, and there's going to be a huge photo gallery of the cars you've seen here, the race cars, the vintage cars, the great people that are here, probably more than one gallery. I'm not quite sure. We have a lot of photos and to compile when we get home, and but we'll definitely get that stuff posted. Check it out. There's some really amazing stuff.
Our Instagram is stuffed packed. You know, just full of all kinds of photos
stuffed
and video.
Packed.
Stuffed pack. This is an Italian term. You're not familiar with
no,
it, okay?
No.
It's
okay.
Slang.
Okay.
So, no, it's stuck full of great photos and video. And we want to thank everybody from Ferrari USA because they were kind enough to invite us up. Shift and Steer is, man, we're coming back to another event.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that really is in the making. We might be able to see the unveiling of the new 488, right? Some neat stuff coming up. I know for one, I'm really excited, and I'm going to wear red next time because black ain't working.
Well, guys, thanks. Thanks so much. This is a great event, and hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode, and I'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, like this episode because that helps us, and tell your friends, like Matt said, to go to iTunes and subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, and thanks, everybody, from Ferrari's Challenge event in Sonoma, California. Matt?
Bye.
Thank you.
Aaron?
Thank you.
And this is Brad. Thanks, everybody. Another Shift and Steer. Hey, everybody, it's Brad from Shift and Steer. You like the show, so tell your friends about it because that's what's going to help us grow. And if you haven't already, go to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, and please leave us a 5-star rating because that's so important. Android users, you know that you can go and get us on Stitcher Radio. And you can also follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, and, of course, Facebook at Shift Steer Media. You want to know more? Go to www.shiftandsteer.com. Thanks for listening.